All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 5 o'clock, and Troy Weaver is still employed. We also have the Harvey Baez saga. So let's do this. I want to try to attack both of these and then maybe put them together, which is, who do you want out of town more, Troy Weaver or Harvey? Let me start with the Troy Weaver news, which is, you heard Beanie just talk about it. It's the theater of the absurd. Troy Weaver's presided over a rebuild, and these are your win totals. 20, 23, 17, and 14. It's completely broken. It's a failed state. And you have maybe one player that has a future being an all-star. One. Cade Cunningham. Okay. The Pistons' answer to this is to not fire Troy Weaver, which is just the easiest. To me, there's no easier decision in the history of sports. This is Matt Millen-esque. You just fire Matt Millen. You fire Troy Weaver. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
4 years in, you are 6 games worse than when you started.
No roster. There's no war chest of draft capital. I have a ton of cap space that I don't want you spending. But no, their answer is, we're now going to hire a babysitter for the babysitter. So Troy Weaver, now you heard Beanie's report there. They're going to hire a standing GM of another team to come in here as the president of basketball ops. Then what power would Troy Weaver have? He'd be like Morgan Freeman in Shawshank when he has to ask to go take a pee-pee.
See, I was just going to hit that drop.
Troy Weaver will have to ask to use the bathroom like a third grader. What power would Weaver have? They're going to give absolute power to the new final say.
Because you just hired your replacement. Matter of fact, Troy, why don't you go pick him up from the airport?
So why not just fire Troy Weaver and hire the next guy? Okay, so theater of the absurd there. That the season ended. In case you had blacked out from late October, a season that started 2-1 and finished 14-68, the worst in Pistons history. The way a real franchise handles it is you only wait till the morning after so it looks professional. And you fire Troy Weaver over a bagel. It's over. The first bite of scrambled eggs go in, dead. You're fired.
Troy, when you get back to your office, there's a lot of boxes in there. Go ahead and
pack
it up.
Correct. So, Troy Weaver thing is here for you. I just explain how this is a plan. That we're going to hire a guy who will have final say on basketball, yet we won't fire the guy who we don't trust enough to have final say. Nice franchise. Part two of this is Javi Baez. Yesterday, I understand it was the Masters. I understand it was 77 and sunny. I don't expect you to have watched the game or even heard the postgame. That's why we're here. Javi hit his first home run of the year. And the crowd booed him. And his response was kind of a Hulk Hogan, a little bit of a cat call, if you will. After the game, Rieger asked him a question, and I'm here to tell you I don't have a problem with anything Javi said. I just don't care. What he said, he probably should say to his family or agent or pastor or tell someone who cares. We don't. You make $20 million a year, and the people who paid their money to go to that game yesterday don't like you. They know you stink at baseball. You're not wrong. But this is where I brought it up earlier in the show. It's just simple if you're an athlete or it's anything in life.
But see, here's the thing.
Just give me fine. 1 second. Dude, it's not a race. We're here till 6. Do what you got to do.
Actually, a little more. Yes, that's fine. Except when you hit the home run and then you basically egg on the crowd.
Right.
Now you kind of you lose that innocence. Now you can't say, well, you're just being mean to me because you kind of did that out of spite. You could have just hit the home run, went around the base path, celebrate with your teammates. Great. Yay. Maybe we can win this thing. But no, you made it a point. Oh, you know what? Let me hear you boo now. I just hit a home run. Like, once you do that, then all that stuff that you just said goes out the window. Because, well, why did you do that? Because that would have been my next question. If you feel this way, why did you egg them on?
And again, we talked about it earlier. You know, Javi already won. You lived your childhood dream. You play a kid's game for generational wealth, and you're terrible at it now. Why do you validate criticism from people you'd never ask for advice? Like, fans can't hit a baseball. Why do you care? You won. It's the deal you signed in many ways. Go to Ticket Text. There's probably someone on there calling my mama. See you next Tuesday. Okay? People are animals. The difference is I don't care. I get paid either way. So it doesn't matter. Like, it just, you have to be able to compartmentalize and move on. We talked about it with Goff, or you talk, like, it doesn't matter. You have to be able to block it out. So, Javi, you got to just tell someone who cares. You can't get into it with fans. Like when you saw last year, Anthony Rendon getting in the face of a fan. Can't do it. You're right. Is it disrespectful when fans say certain things? Sure. The same way it is when people use racist language towards Rico on the Ticket Text. Like, guys, this is everybody plays in the same space. So, Javi, great message. We ain't here to hear it. And it leads us to this next thing, which is I still believe if this continues where he plays this poorly and the fans continue booing his ass, I think there's absolutely a chance he could be DFA'd later in the year. Because if this team does what I think they're capable of, which is hang around, be relevant, it's a terrible division. Rico, they're going to have to make a point that this guy is absolutely the single worst everyday player in the game. You're not going to keep benching him every 3-4 days, and you can't hit him lower than 8th or 9th.
No, but see, I thought that was last year when he didn't know the amount of outs and they benched him for a game, and I'm thinking, okay, this is it. And then he comes back and he's batting 4th. Like, okay, you know what? No, he's going to be around here for a while. I just don't think that the Tigers are willing to move on from him.
That's fine.
So I think that this put him 8th and maybe we can hide him in the lineup.
If they're good and this guy is 100% worse than a league average player, and the fans, look, I'm not telling fans what to do. I'm saying if you want a certain result, you're clearly being heard. So if it gets more toxic, they'll be forced into it. Because the other thing is Scott Harris can't look himself in the mirror going, I'm taking the field 6-on-9, 5-on-9. You get to a point, Rico, like if they're good in June, you...
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I guess I'm wondering, can that organization be embarrassed?
I know.
Can you, like, will they just like, you know what? It means that there's people in the seats. We're going to find the positive about this.
Okay.
More people to buy slices of pizza.
And I'm openly telling you, I can't argue. I can't. I feel like I've seen this movie before, and when it gets this bad, there's only one way out. So I would love to know from you guys, who do you want out of town more? If you have thoughts on the Weaver thing, and hey, we're gonna give Weaver a new boss who neuters all of his power. They want to just fire the damn guy. And the Baez thing, I mean, getting booed if they're hitting a home run at home, that's unique. This is where we are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we'll get to the people in a second. David, a few of the ticket techs, if you'd be so kind. And then we'll get to the calls. Little football later in the hour.
Someone says, careful, Mike. Javi is going to accuse you of being negative. Oh, Jesus,
God. No. The point I'm making is there's no one who wants this to be the outcome. Fans are booing because he is their highest paid player. He is. I gave you some stats that I'm hesitant to give you 15 games into a year. But he's effectively the single worst everyday regular in the sport. So fans are upset because he's one of the reasons they might fall short of this division. He's one of the reasons their offense stinks. He was signed to be a top half of the order bat, or at worst hit fifth. And he's been relegated to the, well, we can't put you anywhere else role on this team. They have a right to boo. But we all want him to play well. It would fix the whole problem. But he's not just bad. He's historically bad. Go ahead.
The Javi Baez situation reminds me of the Tyler Collins situation years ago. I remember when he gave the middle finger to the fans, and he was gone shortly thereafter.
Right. I mean, Jack McDowell did the same thing with the Yankees. You know, this Rendon thing, it's headed towards the same place where you MF a fan, and then you're telling people openly baseball's not important to you. Like, you just get to a place where, yeah, the money's the money, but we can't have you here.
Right.
You did ask earlier in the hour which one you would want gone, Harvey or Troy. People are answering that question saying Harvey for sure, 100%. He has to go over Troy Weaver.
Wow.
Next person, Marlon in Wall Lake, says Troy Weaver for sure. Please, for the love of God, I want him gone. Another one says Troy Weaver. It's not even close.
I just wish we could get more people to call in and attempt to explain Tom Gore's management system of now we're going to add another layer of management. Why wouldn't you just fire Troy? You've taken all his power. Now, if you mean to tell me that Troy still has all his power and we're putting in a figurehead to, quote, rubber stamp decisions, then what meaning does that have?
None.
So it's either
a waste of money,
right,
either way.
So it's either kind of like a look over here light show, or you've just neutered the guy and you fire him. It makes no sense to me,
right? Because as you say, either Troy has power, before I make the deal, I got to run it down and give the thumbs up. You like that one?
Right. And if the guy says no, you're going to create a toxic work environment.
Or the guy comes in and was like, wait, Troy, what are you working on there? No, let me read that. No, we're not doing that. Which means then you're his boss.
Now, if you want to tell me that Troy's going to return to being a scout, which is probably what he is.
Is he, though?
Well, he was with OKC, and he helped them identify players. Look, man, it's different being a scout than the guy who's got to actually make the picks. The scout just does the reports and makes a recommendation. The guy at the top has got to make the pick. Okay. Rico, I'm just telling you what's on his resume.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, you would think.
You would think he would have done better, right? Yes. But my point is,
he's the antithesis of Brad Holmes, where Holmes just seems to find everybody.
I know.
He finds the one guy that just, and he's out the
league. Not everybody's made to be the captain. I don't know what else to do. But Rico, the idea that he hasn't lost his job, what is the hesitation?
Bruh, if it didn't happen, as you said, by 10 o'clock this morning, it's not happening. Troy went home, and he's coming back tomorrow. And he is not worried.
This is like the Matt Millen dinner with Bill Ford Jr. The extension dinner. Mm-hmm. Over some fried calamari. Mm. Like, what? What the hell?
He's going to be having his spiked steak tonight with a beer.
Right.
Like, they wanted me gone, and I'm still here.
It's unbelievable. Let's go to the people, see what they've got to say. And both things are in play. We'll go to Rob, 97.1. What's up, Rob?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Who should keep their job more, Troy Weaver or Mr. Angel Hernandez? Mike, can you please make time this week on a slow day to talk about that clown as well?
The idea that baseball
that still has a job.
The idea that they allow Angel Hernandez to be worse than an amateur CYO league umpire and almost flaunt it is remarkable.
No, right there. He flaunts it. He knows what people say about him. He doesn't try to get better. I'm sorry, Rob, but it is embarrassing. Like, he's become his own little sideshow. He's baseball's version of Teddy Valentine.
Sometimes you say, Rico, when you're talking about people that sell their job, he must have pictures of somebody. Angel Hernandez must have pictures of the mom, the grandma, the aunt, that man still, I'll get off my soapbox.
No, you're fine.
I'm headed down
to
LPA right now with a client, and I'm very excited about the Red Wing game. I'm hoping, I was telling Kenny, with my company tickets, I'm 3-0-1 this year, hoping for a big, huge Red Wings victory tonight for Kenny. But Mike, with Harvey Baez, I think you're being funny about the question with Justin Jess. It's got to be Troy Weaver. I mean,
okay.
If Tom Gore, well, first of all, Tom Gore is a clown as well. But if this organization allows that man to handle this draft, I mean, at some point, Mike, you just got to throw your hands up and say, we're only going to talk about Tigers.
Understand why I asked the question, though. The Tigers, unlike the Pistons, they have hope. And I think the Tigers will be playing for something, which means Javi out could mean more. The Pistons.
But realistically, Mike, the contract and just taking a step back and being realistic about it, they're not going to get rid of Javi Baez. Like, they might not play him. They might just get rid of him. But I mean, it's because of the contract, I just don't think it's realistic. And that's why I just think the Weaver thing's easy. I mean, get rid of him and bring somebody in the whole living in L.A., the Beverly Hills, and not being here. And he's just not Detroit. I never understood the Gores thing. I think I speak for a lot of Detroiters when he doesn't connect with anybody. He doesn't care. You say it all the time. He bought the team from Davidson for $300 million. They're worth $1.2, $1.4 billion. He doesn't love sports. He doesn't love Detroit. He doesn't love the Pistons. It was an investment, period. So take your money and go. But like that's the most frustrating thing with this team is and ownership is there's no relation to Detroit, the people in Detroit. Like, he doesn't care. Period.
Well, and that's I admit this. I mean, Rob, it's not in my nature, but I've basically just given up. That's why I said Javi Baez is the one for me, because I don't think there's any hope for this Pistons team. I don't have a way out. There's no draft pick. There's no trade. There's no firing. There's no signing. There's no pathway where I can get them to 50 wins, where I can make this into something. It's disrepair. There are certain times you'll see homes that you can rehabilitate, or other times I got to bulldoze it. I don't think there's good bones here. Like, there's no like remodel that how do I fix this?
You don't. You have to treat this like it's an expansion team, and you have to start all over. And I think that's where management, everything. Where, heck, I'm to the point now, maybe you just pick some new colors and just start brand new, because there is nothing here really worth salvaging.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. I want to do a little football at 545. We will take you up to Tiger Baseball at 610. Little bit of commentary on the Masters as well. Scheffler's just, he's a robot. I mean, the focus, I'll get it to you in a minute. I want to ask. I had a hot take. I want to run it by you. I ran it by a golf person, Evan. Oh. He didn't laugh at me. So I figured I could at least bring it to the air without you, hurling a pencil at me.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we'll get to the calls. We'll get with David. And then, you know, again, it's interesting because the absurdity when you just sit and say it out loud with this Weaver thing, you have a GM of the Bucks. Now, unless Horst is going to lose his job for this disastrous Dame Lillard trade where Dame is miserable, he doesn't want to be there, they're not going to win the title, and they'll probably trade Dame this summer. Why would any GM anywhere with any security come here and take over this shipwreck? And oh, by the way, if they're what?
You said shipwreck.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, my goodness.
I know, but
unsavory.
I'm thinking a pre-show meeting, Mike.
Got it. But no, I mean, it's so like if you give them the power, then why have the GM? And if you don't give them the power, you're not going to get a qualified candidate. And what would the point of the hire be?
I guess to bring in smart people to help Troy out. But do you really need to hire smart people to help Troy out 4 years in? If this was his very first job and it was year one, I understand. Going to help you out. Here's somebody who's retiring in a year. He can kind of help you learn the ropes. But this is a waste of money. Let's just call it what it is. Either you're going to waste money on Troy, or you're going to waste money on this new pseudo president of GM or whatever.
I think it is loyalty. I don't think they want to get rid of Troy because they view it as admitting failure, knowing they've been BSing their way through life.
But didn't
and then
you
they'd
already
have
hit,
to start over.
Didn't you already hit the point of admitting failure when you were about to set the NBA's record for futility?
Well, on their mind, because they remained nimble, because they remained flexible, because we're 3 weeks ahead of you. Do you want to go back to the Goris Holiday video?
No, you're right.
They didn't admit failure. He tried to sell you a vision.
You're right.
Not yelling at you. Talking
no,
with my hands.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
talking with my hands.
When he snuck into town. And
the secret meeting? Yeah, talked to Monty about rotations?
Yeah, went snuck into town and left right back out. Didn't bother to say hi to anybody.
Go to Hayden, 97.1. What's up, Hayden? How are you?
Mike, Rico, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, when I came out to my truck leaving the office, I wanted to hear that update that Weaver was gone. I intentionally didn't listen or read up on it during the day. The fact that if Javi Baez received an extension, free pizza for the rest of his life to stay with the Tigers wouldn't bother me. Troy Weaver, I don't see anybody to say Baez over Weaver. Weaver should have been gone after losing 28 straight. He should have been gone after confronting the fan who was telling the truth.
Yep.
He should have been gone after killing and was let go and still didn't land with the team. I don't understand this new role that Gores is coming up with, but it's one of the main reasons when I decided not to renew my season tickets, I said to my sales rep, I said, because of Troy Weaver, Aaron Tellem and their sons and anybody else is rotting that organization from the inside out. Gores is who he is. He's the owner. He ain't selling. He's got a good thing going down there. But Troy Weaver by far has to go. And to see that he's still employed and has access to that building is, I want to say, is unbelievable. But with everything else going on with this organization, I believe it. And yeah, it's sad.
I do too. You know, and your point with Gores is spot on. I mean, I think Platinum Equity manages a portfolio north of $50 billion in assets. The Pistons are merely 1.5 of that. He's never felt like a serious man. Mm-mm. He's never felt like a serious person. From his intro press conference where he was dressed as Bobby Bottle Service, it's never felt like this is a serious man.
No. He always just kind of feels like that Disneyland dad who just kind of comes in every now and then and whatever you want, I'll buy you whatever you want. And
or the son and horrible bosses.
Fair.
Why are we paying hospital bills? Well, the guy got hurt in our warehouse. Get rid of him. Like, you're like, this can't be a real person. You're wearing Does that shirt have a dragon on the back? Yes, it does. He's never felt serious.
Yep, you're right.
So remember the Chauncey retirement and Chauncey family or Meuving the community? T-shirt Tom, remember the night against Memphis? We do. Like, it's just not a serious person.
You're right. Or the Christmas video. We'll be better.
We're 3 weeks ahead of you. Are you now?
We understand what's going on. Do you?
Great. David, some ticket text, please. Sorry.
Can we stop saying this is the biggest game in LCA history? It was the past game with the Caps. We're going to lose tonight.
No, I didn't say it because in order for me to say Red Wings, they have to win tonight. I'm done with this. When I wanted to set fire to the TV when they blew a 4-1 lead in Toronto. Only to then go, oh, look at us now. We're going to steal it. Just go away. So if they get in, let me give you an advance preview. If you're going to be an Iserbot and try to tell me that this thing's no, it's not. I don't feel great about the Iser plan, even if they get in. Any good feelings will either happen or not organically by how they play in that series, because you can't pimp 5-15 over your last 20 as some, see, we did it. You fell down the stairs and just didn't break your neck. That's what you'll be calling about and pimping.
Oh, you already know. You already know that's what's going to happen.
Line them up and knock them down like bowling pins.
Yeah, they went from 4-1 to, I thought, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? We live to fight another day. Wait, what do you mean it's now 4-4?
Wow. The most
4-1 after the first, like, okay, this is going to be a boat race, right?
The most Red Wingian thing is for them to win tonight only to lose in an inexplicable fashion in Montreal tomorrow.
I think we kind of all feel that way.
That is like the...
Right, the mercy would just be going out and losing tonight. Just be done.
Yeah, Nona passed peacefully in her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Versus whole family at her side, and she dies in front of all of them in violent fashion. Which would be tomorrow.
But before I go, let me tell you how I really think about all of you. And oh, by the way, you were never really a part of the family. All right, now I'm gone.
Pass away peacefully, or... Make kids sign NDA before dying, juice style. Right. That's tomorrow night.
Let me read this one. This is for you, Rico. They said, I'm also with you, Rico. My heart skipped a beat when Mike said shipwreck.
It was the pronunciation, how you said it. I was just like,
got it.
I'm about to say, David.
No, it's just literally a boat that is
right
marooned.
So that's.
Well, yep, it is the big finish, and we'll start right where Beanie left off. The Wings play tonight, and Mike says, no, he's done with the Wings. Tonight or die.
No. Win tonight. You get my attention for tomorrow. I'm not doing the yo-yo thing with this team. They still, guys, no offense, you could win both these games and still not make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So tonight is your barrier to entry. Consider it the cover charge. Win tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow night north of the border.
See, that would be the ultimate Wings season. In a microcosm, you actually win these last two games and you still didn't make it because you
got housed by Phoenix twice.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now I mean Salt Lake.
I was about to say they're not in Phoenix anymore.
Okay. David.
Next thing on the list, we talked about the New York Jets' new uniforms. Both of you love them. You want the Lions to do something similar.
Yes.
With the Lions, Rico, you want them to keep that blue helmet.
Yeah, the helmet that they broke out last year in the middle of the season, that should be the new standard. And maybe use bubbles as the alternate throwback, but you hit upon gold, ride with it. You had a winning season. I don't think you're going to get any pushback by the fans. Heck, just trying to buy that logo was hard enough to get. Like it sold like crazy. So, yes. And I also think that they're going to somehow incorporate the color black in these jerseys.
Just be timeless. Whatever you do, that was what I liked about the Jets. It was a modern take on a classic look, and it's timeless. I want something that Lion fans can rally around for a decade, 15 years, not four.
You're right, because the Jets on the helmet, I was like, I like the font. Like, I like this.
And I'm hopeful. Go ahead, David.
Mike, you had fun with some baseball numbers and gave reasons why pitchers are getting injured more.
Yeah. All right, so here's what it was. I was watching Sunday Night Baseball. Let me pull the graphic up. I had to take the picture off of TV. But everyone wants to know, well, why are pitchers blowing out so much? 2008, the amount of fastballs that were 95 or above, 13%. Last year, 35%. The comp I would draw, concussions. Why are players now in more danger than players back in the day? Bigger, stronger, faster, more violent collisions. All right. Breaking balls thrown 85 or faster, which the wipeout sliders, the splitters, the different things. 2008, over the course of a season, 33,000. Last year, 77,000. We're asking guys to throw too hard, too often. We've basically taken stability out, and I don't care if you go five. Did you strike out eight? You know, if you're a reliever, if you don't throw 97, 98, you don't have a place in this league. So it's not hard. It's not the pitch clock. It's analytics are ruining sports. That's how we have high schoolers getting elective Tommy John. That's a serious thing.
We got into a few Pistons topics, including they were 15th in attendance in the NBA.
I refuse to accept it. I you know what? Here's Rico Beard.
I was going to say, brought to you by the same people who told you about that sellout streak that they had back at the Palace when they were all disguised as blue seats.
Exactly. We also got to a little breaking news for the Pistons that after the disappointing 14-68 season, the Pistons have decided.
Hold on. The disappointing 14-68.
That's how Shams put it.
Catastrophic, horrific.
Blown diaper. Diaper has lost structural integrity type of thing. That's what 14-68 is. Now carry on. What do you want to ask
me? They've decided to hire a new head of basketball operations, a president, which they'll begin their search this week, which then led to the major conversation we continue to have all day. How does Troy Weaver still have a job? Because it sounds like he's keeping his job.
Right, and it's the idea that, allegedly, the new president of basketball operations will have final say on all basketball moves. So why is Troy here? Either the new president has the authority to make moves, rendering Troy an intern, or you're hiring a figurehead, and we're letting Troy fully drive this boat ashore. I have no understanding of what they're doing.
No, but this is a microcosm of the Pistons in the last 4 years. You can say that about so many things. I have no understanding what they're doing. Kay Cunningham was the no-brainer pick, but other than that, your selections, your coaches, everything about you is like, what are you trying to do? And this is just the latest because I don't really know. Do you report to Troy? Does Troy report to you? Do you do this in unison?
How many times does he get to say no to Troy's ideas before you have a toxic work environment?
Right.
Like, it's kind of problematic.
Right. If there's a tie, does what Mason get to break the vote? Like, I don't understand.
Okay, and I'm actually in on that idea.
And Harvey Baez was a major topic on today's show, including Harvey Baez OPS Plus being at 3.
Yeah, okay. OPS Plus is OPS, except it factors the ballpark into it. Long story short, if you're at 100, you're league average. Every point above 100 is a percentage that you're better than league average. Every point below is what you're worse than league average. So Javi Baez is roughly 97% worse than a league average farmhand. So I don't really need to hear your comments on anything. And again, he's not wrong for what he said, which is just like, yeah, man, the booing sucks and it's disrespectful when people cuss at me and stuff. Cool. Tell your wife. Tell your pastor, because we don't care. You're really bad at baseball and these fans are really upset. And this is the deal you sign. It's why people get to say god-awful racist things about Rico or god-awful just horrible things about me on Ticket Text. And guess what? I don't care. Do whatever you want. I get paid every 2 weeks. You have to compartmentalize it. You can't let people get in there. Javi's old enough, he should know better. And you've already got generational wealth and you're going to live a great life. People boo you, whatever. Check still clears. Mm-hmm. But again, you get in arguments or you want to talk to the fan, you're never going to win. I really believe this thing could be headed to a very toxic place. If he doesn't play better and the fans keep booing him and this team's good.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.